King's Flag. King's Flag. Good morning, King's Flag. The Pink Floyd, thank you.
Okay. Some of you probably know we were playing at Bath in England yesterday, which was the same kind of thing as this, and it was really nice here, but, I mean, it was really nice in Bath, but here it's incredible. I can't tell you what good vibes everybody's getting at this festival.
The King's Blade. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, the King's Blade. It's everywhere, isn't it? Like, see, it's lovely.
Rhythm is both the song's manacle and its demonic charge. It is the original breath. It is the whisper of unremitting demand. What do you still want of me, says the singer? What do you think you can still draw from my lips? Exact presence that no fantasy can represent. Purveyor of the oldest secret, alive with the blood that boils again and is pulsing where the rhythm is torn apart. How your singer's blood is incensed at the depth of sound. Lacerations echo in the mouth's open erotic sky, where dance together the lost frenzies of rhythm and an imploring immobility. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Grace Jones. Jones, the rhythm.
Oh, Oh, that's weird.
Grace Jones, welcome.
Thank you, Paul. If you're wondering what's wrong with my voice, I just choked on my saliva.
Now, obviously, you're in the Bond movie.
She's born in Jamaica, raised in America, New York. And she was really an American girl, I mean, with Jamaican parents.
You
all black people would just go, you know, do it to me, suck it to me, and all that stuff. And there she was, you know, singing La Vie en Rose in French. That was great, you know. So I thought, what a wonderful perspective. No, I never saw her at a fashion show.
But then I discovered that what I was making was speeding too far beyond what was there. By the time our one-man show reached the US, I knew I'd lost it.
I first got introduced to your music with a song called Le Vie en Rose.
Oh, you're kidding. That was my first album.
That was great. Uh-huh. Is that a special song
That's
to you?
That's a very special song to me. Oh, God, I cry every time I sing it.
Yeah.
It's that special.
What does it mean to you?
Well, it means a lot of romance. And I had quite a few French lovers, you know, so every time I sing it, I think about them.
So lots of fond memories there.
Yes.
Slave to the rhythm.
Slave to the rhythm.
I have a grandfather on my father's side. He's 95 years old. His great-grandfather came from Nigeria, from the Igbo tribe. I don't look like my mother, and I don't look like my father. I look exactly like my grandfather. I act like him.
Do you act all the time?
Not all the time, no.
We'll be right back.
it up.
Did you want to be when you were 17?
Not bored.
And what was the first thing you did to alter that situation of being bored?
I floated on the cloud.
Like we all do, I suppose.
Not all of us. So.
And then what happened?
The lucky ones.
And then what happened? You fell off the cloud.
I don't think I ever came down from that cloud. It was wonderful.
Thank you.
thing in back of the head. She really lets herself carry. And when it feels good, she just fits into things. She doesn't analyze too much.
Jones. Miss Grace Jones. Jones.
Grace right. Jones has a sense of humor?
Yeah, sure. Can't you tell?